This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, August 20th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. Democrats lay out agenda. MAGA blamed for farm bill delay, and ag groups worry about rail strike. DNC kicks off platform affirms Biden agenda. The Democratic National Convention heads into its second day today in Chicago. Former President Barack Obama will headline the evening slate of speakers. Last night, the delegates approved a 91-page platform that affirms key Biden administration policies, including the president's goal of net zero greenhouse gas emissions by 2050. By the way, the platform also calls for eliminating stepped-up basis, calling it a loophole for the wealthiest Americans. Farm groups argue stepped-up basis is critical for keeping family farming operations together. Harris thanks Biden in surprise appearance at DNC. The convention last night featured a surprise appearance from Vice President Kamala Harris. She was welcomed with cheers and delivered a few short remarks thanking Joe Biden for his historic leadership. "We are forever grateful to you," she said, before telling the crowd, "we all have so much more in common than what separates us." By the way, House Ag Committee member Jasmine Crockett, the Texas Democrat, got in a reference to the farm bill in a speech last night. She blamed Trump's MAGA supporters in Congress for blocking border security measures, aid to Ukraine, and even the farm bill. The farm bill has never been put on the House floor and only received 4 Democratic votes in the committee. Immigration advocate, take the deportation pledge seriously. The U.S. should offer visas to immigrants who plan to work in essential food supply chain jobs, an advocate for immigrants said at the DNC event yesterday. Andrea Flores, Vice President for Immigration Policy and Campaigns at FWD.US, and other representatives from the group also emphasized the need to create pathways for immigrants to obtain legal status. "The public wants border security and border control," Flores says. "They also want policies that protect undocumented immigrants, that give immigrants better legal pathways to come to the U.S. She called the convention, quote, "an unprecedented moment where immigration has actually risen to a major issue in a presidential election," noting the issue was not as important to voters from 2008 to 2020. Deportation? Flores also said Americans need to, quote, "take seriously former President Donald Trump's pledge to deport undocumented immigrants, although any plan to do so would likely take some time to implement." We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Edge says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Trudeau pushed to head off rail strike. U.S. farm groups are appealing to the Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to head off a railroad strike that could disrupt grain shipping this fall. A lockout or strike would lead to shutdowns or slowdowns of rail dependent facilities, resulting in harmful consequences for Canadian and American agricultural producers, the agriculture industry, and both domestic and global food security, says a letter signed by the National Grain and Feed Association, the Agriculture Transportation Coalition, and other groups. The letter goes on to say that, quote, "a strike would be particularly severe on bulk commodity exporters in both Canada and the United States, as trucking is not a viable option for many agriculture shippers due to their high volume needs and the long distances for many of the movements. A strike could begin as soon as this week if the Canadian National and Canadian Pacific Kansas City Railways can't reach an agreement with their unions. Lawmakers push strategic initiative for bird flu. A bipartisan group of lawmakers is pushing USDA to create a strategic initiative for avian influenza, similar to what the department has done in the past for deadly E. coli bacteria. Such a unit with the Animal Plant Health Inspection Service could coordinate research on issues such as vaccines, as well as advanced biosecurity measures and wild bird deterrence, according to a letter the lawmaker sent to Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. Unprecedented times require action, and establishing an initiative that brings the brightest minds together to discover effective methods to combat HPAI will be essential to eventually eradicate this disease and protect our farmers, according to the letter by Representative Randy Feenstra of Iowa, Jim Costa, California. In a statement to AgriPulse, a spokesman for the department outlined the steps that have been taken to address the latest outbreak in cattle and birds. USDA has forged many strategic partnerships across our own agencies with other federal and state partners and with researchers all over the country. These collaborative efforts have allowed us to protect farm workers and farmers, the health and welfare of livestock animals, and reaffirm the safety of the food supply, the statement says. Milk and dairy leaders appeal to agencies on dietary guidelines. Leaders of milk and dairy organizations are concerned that the Advisory Committee for the Dietary Guidelines for Americans isn't exercising proper transparency in drafting its 2025 to 2030 recommendations. The president and CEO of both the International Dairy Foods Association and the National Milk Producers Federation have written to USDA and the Department of Health and Human Services to express their concerns with the guideline process. Specifically, the two worry the current process lacks transparency in why certain scientific studies are included to inform conclusion statements. Additionally, the organizations are concerned with the apparent emphasis on food pattern modeling, which they wrote cannot track the long-term health benefits and costs of various foods. On dairy issues, the groups are concerned that the DGAC appears to be focusing on plant-based dairy alternatives that are not nutritionally equivalent. The authors of the letter, Michael Dykes of IDFA and Greg Dowd of NMPF, urged against guidelines that result in the avoidance of dairy. The DGAC is set to hold a final meeting in September before submitting its recommendations. However, HHS and USDA have the final word on the guidelines. Here's today's final word. I think no matter what happens, there's going to be people in both parties that are going to want to make sure that we don't upset the reasonable expectations of farmers and ranchers about their ability to pass their farm and ranch on to the next generation. That Senate Ag Committee member Michael Bennett of Colorado, when asked by AgriPulse about his party's proposal to eliminate stepped-up basis. Well, here's a correction from yesterday. Yesterday's Daybreak had the incorrect year on an estimate of the impact of the Trump tariff proposals. The estimated household would cost is $1,800 in 2025. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, August 20th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.